coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to the Film Room series at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. My name is Adam Kaplan, and we've got the professor of the coaching tape, Greg Cosell, executive producer from NFL Films. And Greg, we're looking at receivers in this segment, and it's an interesting group. It's a bunch of veteran guys, a little bit older, except for one or two guys. And the thing that I noticed is they bring something different to the table, each one of them. The first guy we're going to look at is Wes Welker. We go back to 2004 draft, unsigned free agent.
Wow.
Of the Chargers, Greg, and he's bouncing around.
Really?
Obviously. Yeah, you remember that. 2004.
I do now.
And then, of course, he went to Miami, and then, of course, to the Patriots. So let's take a look at Welker, who brings a lot to the table.
You know, Welker is sort of the poster child for the transition of the NFL passing game to the use of the slot receiver as a significant part of NFL offense. Don't forget, years and years ago, when did you use a third receiver? When it was third and long.
Exactly.
Okay? Welker now, he had the great year with Miami. New England signed him. Bill Belichick, a step ahead of the curve, realized we have a great weapon here. Let's run an offense that features three wide receivers and put him in the slot as he is right here on this first play. And this is a really interesting play because he's going to be matched essentially one-on-one with Corey Graham. And this is the AFC Championship game. And Corey Graham is a very good receiver, very good slot corner. And if you watch Welker here, this is what he's so good at, Adam. This is short area quickness. Look at that.
Look at the head bob.
Yeah,
awesome.
And look at his little
dance
there.
Wow.
You know, he thought he was Muhammad Ali there. But the move was really good. See, speed is not an issue for him. It doesn't matter, again, what his 40
time
is.
That's not what he is.
That's short space quickness.
Right.
And he wins. Now, here, if we freeze this right here, you can see Welker right there. This is a favorite play of the Patriots. What they're going to do is they're going to create a bunch formation. And they put Welker in the inside slot in what's essentially a three-man bunch.
Mm-hmm.
He stems his route to the outside and then immediately, and we can see that here, he stems his route to the outside and immediately comes back inside.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something they love to do. This is really, really good. And again, it's quickness by Welker. As we run this play, you can see the quickness. Look at the motion. They create the bunch. Boom. Gets the
bunch concept opens it up and
snaps
it
right back inside.
Beautiful.
Room to run. Mm-hmm. It'll be really intriguing to me to see where Welker goes. I would bet he'll end up back in New England. Boy, he just fits there. He fits so well in New England with the way they run their offense, with Gronkowski, with Hernandez, and how they use Welker.
Now, another guy who's completely different is Mike Wallace
of
the Steelers, a third-round pick of the Steelers in 2009. Let's go back to that draft. You watched him come out of Mississippi. What did he look like now, and where is he at?
I think he looked somewhat similar. I think he's always been a very fast guy. I think one reason he was a third-round pick and not a higher pick, because I think there was a sense that he was somewhat of a one-trick pony, a speed guy. And I think that's played out in the NFL. Now, those guys are valuable. There's no question, because they can win on the outside, as we're going to see right here. There's Wallace, okay? What he's going to do here is he's simply going to run right by this corner. This is what Mike Wallace is. So as we run this play, there's no move here. This is
straight
pure
line speed. Wow.
This is what Mike Wallace is. This is what he gives you.
Yeah.
There's absolute value to this because even if he doesn't get the ball, he lifts coverages.
Good point.
He creates opportunities for other receivers. This next play we're going to look at is Wallace again. He's on the outside right there. All he's going to do is run a quick slant. It's an easy throw for the quarterback, but he just takes this and then goes as we see the play develop. This is what he is. He's a speed guy. Everybody wants speed because that's the kind of thing you can't coach, and it dictates defensive coverages. As I said, it forces you at times to get a safety over the top. It forces you to double-team him one way or another. It creates opportunities for other receivers.
Now, when we look at Greg Jennings of the Packers, you're talking about a guy real versatile.
Yeah.
Can play inside, can play outside. He's also been productive in the red zone. He is getting a little bit older. He's had a couple injuries the last couple seasons, and
that's
he turns 30 now. So,
and that's the concern.
And when you look at Greg Jennings, Greg, what does he bring to the table?
I would argue that a couple of years ago, you could argue Greg Jennings was one of the top five or six receivers in football. You just hit one reason right on the head. Versatility. He could line up outside. A lot of times they used him as the single receiver in 3-by-1 sets. the ex-ISO receiver, and he'd win on the outside. And Rodgers, he was a favorite target of Rodgers in those situations. You see him here. He's actually in the slot. This is going to be a hot read by Aaron Rodgers, but you'll see the run after the catch ability as we let this play go. You'll notice the hot read, the throw, look at the run after catch. So Jennings can work in the slot. The big concern with him, as you mentioned, and others have as well, is now durability. He's 30 years old. Boy, time does fly because it doesn't seem like he's been playing that long. And if you freeze it right here, this is what I really like about him. He's here in the slot. He's a really good seam receiver. You can throw it over the top on the seam, and he's very good, as you'll see here, reacting to the ball. Here, Rodgers throws it a little bit to his back shoulder because defender can't see the ball.
Correct.
Rodgers knows that, throws it to his back shoulder. But I think Jennings, a healthy Jennings, and that's a question, a healthy Jennings is still a multidimensional, versatile receiver who can line up all over your formation.
Now, our next receiver, Greg, is a guy that has been compared favorably to Wes Welker, maybe a younger Wes Welker.
Similar players.
Yep. It's the Rams' Danny Amendola, who's bounced around a little bit with the Eagles and the Cowboys. He's been with the Rams the last three seasons, Greg, and he's been very productive when healthy.
Yeah, and I think Amendola, as you see him here, he's mostly, notice where he's lined up. He's inside the numbers. That's where he does his best work. Even though he's the split receiver here, there's no one outside of him, he's still inside the numbers. He's a receiver that's very good when he has a two-way go, when he has a lot of space with which to work, when he can go outside, he can work inside. And this play is a great example, Adam, of the subtleties of route running. That's Patrick Peterson who's playing him.
21.
Peterson's a better athlete than Amendola. But Amendola, at the top of his stem, as you watch this, as we play it, there's a little subtle move. You can see it right there. Just a little subtle move. And therefore, he creates separation
from the catch,
of course, is phenomenal.
Right.
But notice he created the separation from a better athlete. Those are the subtle details of running routes. And here's a great example, again, of Amendola. He's in the slot this time, if we want to just point him out right there. Mm-hmm. That's Amendola in the slot. This is where he does his best work. And again, what I really like about him, no fear.
This guy will work
the middle of the field really effectively. He'll go up and get the ball as he did there. And he may be a little more than just a guy who's going to work in the 7 to 10-yard area. He's not a burner, but we just saw two plays where he caught the ball 20-plus yards down the field. So he's got a little more versatility than you might think.
Now, speaking of 50 or 60-yard gains, we've got Devery Henderson, second-round pick out of the 2004 NFL draft.
You know,
draft
similar to Wallace when he came out, a speed guy.
Straight-line speed guy for the Saints. He's played his entire career there, Greg. What's he bringing to the table
now
in his 30s?
And here he is right here. And this is actually a great move. It's a vertical route, but he does make a great move. And this is what he is as we run this play. You can see he's going to take it outside, boom, then the speed. Great route, touchdown, safety, single high safety, so there's no safety over the top. This is what Devery Henderson gives you. He's a vertical receiver. And I think a team that signs him, he's been around in the league for a long time as well. No one, Adam, has any illusions as to what Devery Henderson is. Here he is on the outside. He's going to run another vertical route. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. Again, he's a guy who's a complementary receiver in a multidimensional pass offense. He may not even be a guy who's a starter. You're not going to necessarily play Henderson 60 or 65
snaps. I think he's a rotational guy.
He's a rotational guy who gives you speed, who can... You create packages for him, so you create the opportunities to get him deep over the top, usually when you have multiple wide receivers on the field. So Henderson has value, but you have to understand what you're getting if you sign him.
No, there's no question about it. I think when you look at Henderson, it's like Mike Wallace. If you're signing him, you have to have a plan for this guy, and I think it's clear he's still a straight-line speed guy, but hey, he does something well.
There's value to that.
Yeah, there's no question about it. All right, Greg, great job with those wide receivers. Catch us next time in the film room.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.